Yes, may I speak with Ms. Lardy Wallace, please?
Again?
This is the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, and it's our understanding that you wish to participate in the hearing for Mr. Walter Wallace this afternoon. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, well, we're about to begin his hearing, but let me just make a few comments, and we will be calling on you at the appropriate time for any comments that you would like to make or discussion that you would like to have. But I need to go over some preliminaries before we get to that point. Let me point out the fact that this is a phase one here commutation hearing for Mr. Wallace. In as much as just for your information, which you may already be quite familiar with, phase one with our old policy, the board will make a determination whether to pass him to phase two. Today, the board will be placing a great deal of emphasis upon whether the sentence was excessive.
Well, if y'all kind of slow down, I'm trying to get with
okay.
You.
Okay, the board today will be making a determination whether it was excessive, whether it was too much or whether it was not enough. That will be what the board will be emphasizing today when it goes into discussion regarding Mr. Wallace. Okay, if the board sees fit to move him to phase two, then the board will hold a hearing and everything will be taken under consideration. How successful he's doing, what he's doing while he's incarcerated, all of those things, his need to be back out into the community will be taken under consideration if he's passed to phase two. If phase two, the board sees fit to move him forward, then the board would make a recommendation to the governor to commute his sentence. The board does not commute the sentence. It is the governor himself. But we have to get through this process, phase one, which we're about to do at this time, which will determine whether the sentence was excessive. Then if we move to phase two, everything will be considered. Then if we move beyond that, a letter will be sent to the governor recommending commutation. I know I talked a little fast, but do you understand what I'm saying, ma'am?
I'm trying to
teach
you. I'm
19
years old.
Okay. So what we're going to do now, what the board will do now, we will have a hearing, and the hearing will make a determination or decide whether Mr. Wallace will be passed to phase two to the next step. If the board does not pass him to phase two, then this will end his hearing at this time. Okay, I'm going to move forward at this time, and if you have any questions, please raise them, and at the appropriate time, I'm going to call upon you. But right now, I'm just going to give some general information that the board has and that we want to put on record. I will point out the fact that this hearing is being recorded. Therefore, everything that we say is being recorded. Also, for your information, there are five board members present today to participate in this hearing. And they are the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is C.T. Wright. I am serving as panel chair and also chairman of the board. So now I am going to begin the hearing per se. This is a phase one commutation hearing for Mr. Walter Wallace. Mr. Wallace is now 68 years of age, according to the Department of Corrections. He is serving one sentence at this time, one conviction at this time, and that is for aggravated DUI. And for
aggravated DUI.
Yes, ma'am. Driving under the influence. He received an 8-year sentence for that conviction. He is requesting a reduction of 3 years. That's what he's asking this board to do today, is to reduce his sentence by 3 years to be taken away from that 8-year that I've mentioned. If at this time, based upon his sentence, his current sentence, his absolute discharge date, according to the Department of Correction, is listed as September 15, 2020. If this board were to reduce his sentence by 3 years, his release date would be that of February 19, 2018.
Okay.
On March 22nd, 2012, Mr. Wallace was in possession of drug paraphernalia. He was driving his vehicle on a suspended license, and he ran over the feet of someone on the streets. It was dark at that time. According to information that was presented, he did not realize that he had hit someone's feet or ran over someone's feet until he arrived home. When he arrived home, he did somehow realize that he had been involved in that accident, and he called the police department and reported it. He also, as I indicated, that he did have some drug paraphernalia on him because he had been using drugs before. He was, of course, subsequently arrested. He is requesting that his sentence would be reduced by 3 years so that he would be in a position to help take care of his mother. I'm going to assume that you're his mother. Am I correct, ma'am?
That's correct.
And that you are, well, we show here 92, but you say you're 93 years of age, therefore.
92 years old.
Yes, ma'am. Therefore, he said that he wants to be in a position to help take care of you. So that's one reason he's asking this board to consider reducing his sentence. And he does not want his mother to go to a nursing home. And I just wanted to put that on record. This is what he has stated himself. If he feels, and this is his feeling, not ours, that if he had not taken the plea agreement, which he did take, that he could have received 16-year sentence rather than an 8-year sentence. He felt that it was excessive because he has already served enough time. He feels that he has learned his lesson and that he has completed the DUI classes and that he would not make the same mistake again and that he wants to take care of his mother. He has a criminal history dating back to 2007 dealing with drug paraphernalia. Also in 2007, aggravated DUI. 2013, aggravated DUI. That means that he's been driving under the influence. This was not his first time driving under the influence. Okay, I'm going to come to an end now. The sentence range that was available to him, if he had received the minimum sentence, it would have been 8 years. Which he did receive. He received the minimum. If he had received a presumptive sentence, it would have been 10 years. That's the average sentence that one would receive for the type DUI, aggravated DUI, that he was convicted of.
Mm-hmm.
Or if he had received a maximum sentence, he would have been incarcerated for 12 years. Therefore, I do not feel that the sentence was excessive. But ma'am, I'm going to give you an opportunity, Mrs. Wallace, to tell the board what you would like to tell this board, the five-member board that's here at this moment, and then I will go to the board members for their discussion as well. So is anything that you want to tell the board this afternoon, ma'am?
Well, I mean, Officer, my understanding, he said he was learning to listen. That's all I can go on, okay? What he said, I learned his lesson. I really believe he has. But I really would like to see him again. I am so upset he didn't talk to you. And I am ill. I've been in hospital 3 times this year. And in the peak, 27 days. And he has a brother, and his brother is ill too. His sister, my daughter, I lost my little girl, I lost her in May. She definitely in May. But my youngest daughter, she arrived in Phoenix, but she didn't come back before trying to take in, take care of me. And she had an ailment too. She's another doctor. She has to go back and forth down there to see the doctor. And if the board can get you to leave him, I really appreciate it. Because you really need it at home. And that's fine. I mean, you have a place to go. If you need anything, you have a place to go. Here at home. And
well, thank you so very much. And before I go further with the hearing itself, I just want to say on my behalf and on behalf of this board that we wish you the best as it relates to your illness and to the illness of the rest of your family. We trust that you will be well, and we're sorry to hear that you had to go to the hospital 3 times so far this year. We also wish to express our sincere condolences for the death of your daughter earlier this summer. And I just wanted to go on record and say that.
In May,
yes, ma'am. So sorry to hear that. So we please accept our sincere condolences for that. Okay, now I'm going to ask that you would remain quiet. I'm going to the board now. As I indicated, that there are 5 board members present, including myself. And as I've indicated to the board, from my perspective and to you as well, I do not feel that the sentence is excessive. But each board member votes independent and discuss things independent. We've never discussed your son's situation before now. This is our first time. Therefore, now I'm going to see if board members might have anything that they wish to contribute, discuss at this time. Board members, I'm going to open it up for discussion by board members at this time.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, I don't see any discussion coming from board members. Therefore, at this time, I am going to make a motion, and my motion is going to be not to pass Mr. Walter Wallace, DOC number 21929 phase 2. Not to pass 2 phase 2 is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, give me one moment, ma'am. Okay, because I have to write things down. Okay, so what the board has voted, Mrs. Wallace, is that he is not passed to phase 2. Therefore, this will end his hearing. He will remain incarcerated. We wish him the best. We wish you the best. We wish your family the best. And we trust that when he is released, that he will be able to come to you and help you in the future. Thank you so very much, Ms. Wallace. And this will end the hearing. Yes, ma'am. What else do you want to say, ma'am?
Are you saying he will not be released?
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm saying. He will not be released at this time.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and please have a great afternoon, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.